the message of love and peace, the message that Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdhalu salatu wa salam came with. Laylatul Isra wal Mi'raj is coming ahead of us. It's next Thursday evening of year 1423 Hijrah. In that night, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told his prophets no one knows. If we look at what Allah had revealed to Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam, and the explanation and the commentaries that had been put on the revelation that came to prophets of Holy Quran, we see that millions and millions of books have been put by different ulama, different scholars, and some of them are higher than the others, and everyone Allah gave him a different understanding, Allah gave him a different interpretation that he was explaining. All this is not considered even a drop of what they have explained from Holy Quran, a drop of an ocean that Allah has opened the heart of his prophets to know about. What we know is very minimal. It's very minimal to what Allah has given to his prophet alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam. Many people give their meanings, give their interpretations, but still in limits. All Muslims, Allah has chosen prophets from 124,000 prophets. Less than one prophet were not being given what Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has been given of ilm. Do you think the ummah of prophets of Sayyidina Muhammad knows more than the prophets? No, hasha, it cannot be accepted. Prophets, 123,999, knows more than everyone, but not more than Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdhalu salatu wa salam. So our ilm that we know to our, what came to us, is in limit.
you know that Allah أوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى. Allah said in Holy Quran, He revealed to His servants what He wanted to reveal. He revealed to His servants فأوحى إلى عبده ما أوحى. He revealed what He revealed. It means here ما أوحى, it doesn't mean that what He gave to Prophet, Prophet gave to us. It's only to Prophet. فَأَوْحَى إِلَى عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى. Something that no one knows. That cannot be in description. It's far beyond description. أَوْلِيَا اللَّهِ can get a drop, all their knowledge might be one drop or less of the ocean of knowledge of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. These are awliya Allah. And with that drop, it comes to us that from the meaning of that drop, that awliya Allah, when they enter in that drop, it's a universe for them. Has no limit. But when it is in the ocean of knowledge of Prophet, it's a drop of an ocean. But for the awliya, it's a universe. When awliya enters in that drop and becomes the universe, they knew a secret. They pick up things. They pick up realities that we normal people don't know. And by their permission, these realities are for those who understand, for those who accept. As Allah said, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. For those who believe, fear Allah and be with trustworthy people. Means that these trustworthy people can understand what we normal people cannot understand. From these realities, they pick up that once Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in Laylatul Isra'i wal Mi'raj, from the hidden knowledge that Prophet has gained particularly to show the people who are the circle of what Allah described them in Holy Quran, رِجَالٌ صَدَقُوا مَا عَاهَدُوا اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ, men that they kept covenant, what have they took, what they have promised Allah to do in dunya. These people are the friends of Allah. These people are what Allah described them, أَلَا إِنَّ أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. These people are أَوْلِيَاءَ اللَّهِ, saints. They cannot, no one can harm them or fear them, make them to be afraid. From these realities, when Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in Laylatul Isra'i wal Mi'raj, from the secret of La ilaha illallah.
Allah said, أفضل الذكر فاعلم أنه لا إله إلا الله.
The best of zikr is La ilaha illallah.
And that's why awliya Allah always they recommend to their children to recite La ilaha illallah, which is the negation of any other than Allah to be worshipped. And there is no God, there is no creator except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one to be worshipped except Allah. La ilaha. There is no God except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
That word is the life of humanity.
La ilaha illallah is what gave humanity, is what gave appearance to this creation.
La ilaha illallah is the power, is the Allah ocean of Qudra, Bahru Qudra, the power of creation. That's why we say La ilaha illallah, that there is no world that can create or can bring something to life except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one to be worshipped except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no one that we will leave sin. We will not commit sin except to Allah. We cannot commit sin. That Allah is the creator, He forbid us to commit sin. Means La ilaha illallah forbid us to commit sin. La ilaha illallah order us to do things, to do good things.
Tark al-manhiyat wa ijra al-ma'murat.
To do what is being ordered us to do and to leave what we have been forbidden to do.
Is La ilaha illallah.
So La ilaha illallah is the, from that ocean came that creation. And Muhammad Rasulullah is the symbol of creation. That creation that Allah created is symbolized under Muhammad Rasulullah, means under the servanthood. Muhammad is the servant of Allah. So any servant or any other than Allah is servant to Allah, it comes under Muhammad Rasulullah.
So from that reality in Laylatul Isra wal Mi'raj, one prophet was being called to Allah's presence. He saw an angel that no one can describe. From the way that Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has seen, he is covering everything that can be seen. He's being covered by that angel, as if everything appears in that angel. And that angel, Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was so surprised, saying to Jibreel alayhi salam, "Ya Jibreel, what is that angel?
Who is that angel? That there is no description that can be described. And Jibril kept quiet. And he said, after a while, Ya Muhammad, this angel is called Malak al-Khitam, the angel of Khitam. What Khitam? Of the at end that complete everything, bring it back together. Things have beginning, they have end. So means he is the end, ending one. The end of this, whatever is there, is he is the dead end. Or like what you call in sports, when some people running a marathon and they come to finish line, final line. That's it, Malak al-Khitam. And Prophet knew, but for the Ummah, for his awliyaullah to know. And this is only awliyaullah knows these realities through their hearts. And he said, because Prophet understood what he is reciting, and he said, Ya Jibril, what is he is reciting? He said, he is saying, La ilaha illallah. He said, but I didn't hear him finishing. He said, Ya Muhammad, he had began with La ilaha, he had begun, and huwa madda'a, yamut, extending it. So it is going to be one time he will say it. Not two times, or three times, or 100 times, or 1,000,000 times, keep repeating, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, like other angels, or like we do, La ilaha illallah. No. It is one time. It's going to be, he began with it, with the beginning of the creation. And the time he ends with it, it ends the creation. It's one time. It shows the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One time. Because Allah is one. No two. No association. So he's not repeating it. He is extending and stretching it. From the beginning of the time, he is still stretching until the end of the time when he stops the covenant. Creation, judgment, day comes for the humanity. That is what he is doing. When he ends with it, everything ends. And judgment day comes. And that's why, from the barakah of that angel, awliyaullah, are asking that when they recite La ilaha illallah, to be imitating that angel who is reciting it and stretching it from the beginning of dunya to end of dunya. And awliya Allah requested that the Ummah will be granted that tajalli, that blessing. Anyone who keeps the night of Isra and Mi'raj by doing what of worshipness and prayers and awrad, whatever he had of being assigned of various zikr, and keeping la ilaha illallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him and reward everyone from that tajalli, from that blessing and that holy, if we can say breathe, but it's not breathe, from that holy sound of that angel, Malakul Khitam, from his recitation, we will be just from that light if we keep Laylatul Isra wal Mi'raj. And Laylatul Isra wal Mi'raj is for those who are believing that Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salatu wa salam is interceding for them, and he is their wasila, their way to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Muslims, what there are of reality in these precious nights, we cannot understand it, we cannot grasp it, and we cannot think about it, because our mind is limited. Our minds are limited. But alhamdulillah that we have awliyaullah who are sincere, ascetic people, pious people, scholars, that bring these realities out in order that encourage us for doing more in our lives. La ilaha illallah, recitation of La ilaha illallah will take us under the protection of that angel in the day of judgment. It will take us with Allah's mercy to be covered by that angel from that heat that will be striking on our head in the day of judgment. People, skulls will be burning, melting in the day of judgment from that heat that will be over the day of resurrection. Repeating La ilaha illallah will be attracting that angel to give us a shade from his, what Allah has created him for, because Allah created him from La ilaha illallah. That will be a shade. It gives us a shade in the day of judgment. Keep reciting La ilaha illallah as much as you can, especially in Laylatul Isra wal Mi'raj. If you recite it 100 times, you will be rewarded 100 times as that angel is reciting and stretching it from the beginning of dunya to end of dunya. We will be rewarded 100 times as if from beginning of dunya to end of dunya we are reciting it. We recite it 1,000 times, we will be given 1,000 times from the beginning of dunya to end of dunya as that angel is reciting it. And this is only specially for Laylatul Isra wal Mi'raj. And this year Laylatul Isra wal Mi'raj is coinciding in the right days, Thursday evening. So the blessings are going to be you cannot what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam those who will yuhyuna laylatul isra wal mi'raj, those who will observe that night and keep up that night, not to waste it, but keep it and in their whatever they have of things to recite, from reading Quran to making zikr, to praying tatabih, to praying voluntarily worshipness, or to pray qada, whatever they have qada, whatever they can, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward them. May Allah forgive us, and inshallah after Maghrib prayer we will continue for the zikrullah. That was a nice list coming from Mawlana Sheikh. May Allah bless him and give him long life and keep him always looking, praying for us and bringing us to the presence of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for his shafa'a, and Prophet taking us to the presence of Allah for his mercy and blessing. حرمة الحبيب حرمة الفاتح.